Welcome to a special edition of African Rhythms, because tonight we're going to put together some kind of a time capsule to be listened to at some point in the future, in 100 years or in 1,000 years, and maybe just give some examples of humans and human emotion through music and through the eyes of David Love Jones and African Rhythms. And we're starting with Mr. Miles Davis and Cannonball Adderley. Some beautiful recording on Blue Notes. But we're going to weave a pattern and start the main part of our journey with a track, indeed, called Time Capsule by a gentleman named Weldon Irvine. And then we're going to go to our journey and make some selections. Of course, we can never really make a definitive selection, like, say, for the Voyageur, the golden record. It's not quite that heavy, but we're going to make some selections which I hope you think have some lasting value. Stick around. I'm going to be here through till 9 p.m. tonight.
I am one of a species called man. I live in a land known as America, in a city called New York. Many find it hard to breathe here. Breath is life, you know, but also truth is life. And love is life. And well, truth, life, and love are really what this record is all about.
This is the 17th day of the third week in the fifth month of the third year of the seventh decade in the second millennium after what has been reported by some as the death of a man called Jesus. This planet is called the Earth. It's a rather small and very crowded planet, perhaps even too crowded with so-called human beings who find it so very, very hard to live in peace. But we have found a way. Harmony does exist, you know. What you are hearing is an offering to any and all future beings. We are sealing some of the thoughts and feelings, the vibrations of our day in what you may call a time capsule. Which itself has been sealed with cosmic love. Cosmic love.
Just what I say, today is not not yesterday, and all things have an ending. But what I'd like to know is, could a place like this exist so beautiful? Or do we have to find our wings and fly away vision in our
only with the aid of special sound recording instruments that we can hear the sounds from the depths of the sea. But all of us who live near the sea can listen to the majestic roar of the waves on its surface. And we can think how each grain of sand on the beach and the rhythms of each shell in the sea are molded and shaped by the waves and the tides. An American poet, Oliver Wendell Holmes, once wrote a famous poem about the chambered nautilus that lives in the warm Pacific in a spiral shell with a succession of chambers, always building new spirals for itself with new rooms until, child of the wandering sea, cast from her lap forlorn, it is washed up on the beach. Then, at the end of his poem, capturing something of the roaring rhythms of the sea in his words, the poet speaks to himself. Build thee more stately mansions, O my soul, as the swift seasons roll. Leave thy low-vaulted past, that each new temple, nobler than the last, shut thee from heaven with a dome more vast, till thou at length art free, leaving thine outgrown shell by life's unresting sea.
Daddy says the world is a drum tight and hard. And I told him I'm gonna beat out my own rhythm.
Men and women and races and nations, when the rhythms of happy, harmonious living are broken by quarrels or fights, wars or riots or disasters, people's hearts do not beat right, and their minds are worried, and their songs are troubled, and sometimes they cry. The word harmonious, is a part of the definition of rhythm in most dictionaries. Rhythm is an harmonious flow, says one. Another dictionary says that rhythm is a measure of time or movement by regular beats coming over and over again in harmonious relationship.
Indeed, it's a special edition of African Rhythms tonight. And we're putting together music for our time capsule. Timeless music, spiritual music, a representation of us, the human race. I went into Stevie Wonder, and that's Visions from Inner Visions. Important music. And we mix that with some Langston Hughes, the great writer, the great African-American writer. And we mix that with Shuggie Otis, and we dropped a track from his Inspiration Information album. And we mixed a little bit of Nikki Giovanni, and then the Canadian legend. That's Ella McEwain from her We the People album. Another great track, Underground River. And we heard from Mr. Langston Hughes once again from the Rhythms of the World Folkways 10-inch back in the day, probably from the 50s. And an important track, this is Mongo Santa Maria. And it's the Afro-Latin connection. Afro Blue is the track. I'm David Love Jones. Next, we're going to go folk once again. And we're going to mix up the selection for our Time Capsule special edition show tonight. 101.9 FM, UBC Radio. We're here in Vancouver. CITR.ca, AfricanRhythmsRadio.com, 604-822-CITR.
You were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby? If a tinker were my trade, would you still find me carrying the pots I made, following behind me? Save my love for sorrow, save my love for lonely. I've given you my tomorrow, love me only. If I work my hands in wood, would you still love me? You answer me quick, Tim, I could, how could you above me? If I were a miller at a mill wheel grinding, would you miss your colored blocks, soft shoes and shining? Save my love for loneliness, save my love for sorrow. I've given you my onlyness, given me your tomorrow. If I were a carpenter, you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Could you have my baby?
Praise, call forth every living soul and set them on. The side of town, out of bounds to anybody who don't live around. I never learned to share or how to care. I never had no teachings about being fair. Depression is part of my mind. The sun never shines on the other side of town. The need here is always for more. There's nothing good in store on the other side of town. It's hard to do right in this filthy night. Just plain simple comfort is completely out of sight. My little sister, she hungry for bread to eat. My brother's hand-me-down shoes is now showing his feet. Ghetto blues shown on the news. All is well, but what the hell do they care? You across the track, completely relaxed. You take a warning fact. Don't you never come back.
Ooh.
You across the track, completely relaxed.
Far gone now.
You take a warning fact.
Feel this.
Don't you never come back.
I want you to feel this. Yo, I strayed from the school and street corner display. It was losing. These creeps want us to fade. We confuse them. I broke locks and chains, provoked locks to bang. These never caught us and the streets never taught us. I learned on my own, concerned in my home. Late nights, I twist L's to burn to the dome. I see straight after, now in today's chapter. Focus a little stronger, only these days matter. Left with no options, focus, it's no stopping. Weapon under my clothes, multiple foes dropping.
I'm from the other side of town, out of bound to anybody who don't live around. I never learned to share or how to care. I never had no teachings about being fair. Depression is part of my mind. The sun never shines on the other side of town. The need here is always for more. There's nothing good in store on the other side of town. Oh, baby, it's hard to do right, you know, on the other side of town. This depression really got a hold on me. Oh, baby, on the other side of town.
Charlie Parker looked like Buddha. Charlie Parker, who recently died laughing at a juggler on TV after weeks of strain and sickness, was called the perfect musician. And his expression on his face was as calm, beautiful, and profound as the image of the Buddha represented in the East. The lidded eyes, the expression that says, all is well. This was what Charlie Parker said when he played, all is well. He had the feeling of early in the morning, like a hermit's joy, or like the perfect cry of some wild gang at a jam session, wail, whop. Charlie burst his lungs to reach the speed of what the speedsters wanted, and what they wanted was his eternal slowdown. A great musician and a great creator of forms that ultimately find expression in mores and what have you. Musically as important as Beethoven, yet not regarded as such at all. A genteel conductor of string orchestras in front of which he stood, proud and calm, like a leader of music in the great historic world night, and wailed his little saxophone, the alto, with piercing clear lament, in perfect tune and shining harmony, toot, as listeners reacted without showing it, and began talking, and soon the whole joint is rocking and talking, and everybody talking, and Charlie Parker whistling them on to the brink of eternity with his Irish St. Patrick patoodle stick. And like the holy miss, we blop and we plop in the waters of slaughter and white meat and die one after one in time. And how sweet a story it is when you hear Charlie Parker tell it, either on records or at sessions or at official bits and clubs, shots in the arm for the wallet. Gleefully, he whistled the perfect horn. Anyhow, it made no difference. Charlie Parker, forgive me. Forgive me for not answering your eyes. For not having made an indication of that which you can devise. Charlie Parker, pray for me. Pray for me and everybody. In in the nirvanas of your brain where you hide, indulgent and huge. No longer Charlie Parker, but the secret unsayable name that carries with it merit, not to be measured from here to up, down, east or west. Charlie Parker, lay the bane off me and everybody.
Thank you. brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love in here today.
Thank you. I just had a piano, if I just had an organ, if I just had a drum, how I could praise my Lord. But I don't need no piano, neither organ nor drum. Don't need none, don't need none of them things for to praise my Lord.
Oh, what?
Some poetry, some literary, some music for our time capsule. In hope that one day, in the distant future, that somebody will come back to and analyze all of this and make something of us. This human race that produced all this music, mostly in the 20th century. At least, mostly here. And in our set, we started folk with Tim Hardin and a track called If I Was a Carpenter. And we blended that with Terry Callier, a folk poet in his own right, and a track from him called Monument of Mars. And that's from a couple years ago now. But we also heard from Curtis Mayfield from his Curtis album. The Other Side of Town is an incredible tale of poverty and struggle. Indeed. And we heard from Jack Kerouac and his analysis of the great Charlie Parker. And we heard, again, from the man who started out this show, or a track from his Time Capsule album started out this show. And this is another track from Weldon Irvine, a legend no longer with us, and his version of the great Marvin Gaye. Of course, we've got to have some kind of representation of Marvin in our time capsule. In no way's complete. I mean, I'm not ruling out doing a part two and three of the show. You understand? Anyway, we're listening. And in our eclectic selection also, of course, we heard from Mongo Santa Maria in the last break, and that was, of course, Afro Blue, the legendary track. But we're going out with Galt McDermott. And to end the show for our time capsule, part one, we're going to go out with Ellis Regina in our time capsule. And also, we forgot to mention one track, and that was the Sun Ra Henry Miller mix. We're going to go out with Betty Carter and her version of My Favorite Things, and a Batucada Brazilian style, and that's Dionne Warwick. And the great, great Duke Ellington track, Caravan. I'm David Love Jones. You've been listening to African Rhythms, the special time capsule edition. I'll be back next week, indeed. And you can always podcast my shows, AfricanRhythmsRadio.com. So until next time, peace and blessings. He told me so sincerely.
stern and stare in icy silence. What was I to say? What can you say when a love affair is over?
Caravan. crisp as on kittens. Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. Brown paper packages tied up with string. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudel. The velvet sleigh bells and schnitzels with noodles. Walkies that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in high dresses and new satin sashes. Snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes. See the white winter that melt into spring. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things.